This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the hour in which those of us who are DJVers, that includes me, I'm the D, Doug Steffen. The two J's are Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and the V is Victoria Keelan. All members of the DJV gang, if you will, the DJV club. And so we take this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the past week to have our comments to sort of open up your mind to some of the things that you may or may not have heard here or elsewhere as we talk about the top 10 stories listed at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, plus the people list. We can start with that, and I'm just going to go through this list, and I think we'll spend some time, most of our quality time together, on the actual stories and relate to the people as well. Joe Rogan is number 10. Eileen Gu. I don't know why Eileen Gu is in there. Maybe you can take me aside and feature.
Yeah, the Olympian. She's an American. She's American-born, playing for China.
Got it. Okay, then that's why she's. Yeah, boo. Number eight is another boo for Putin, and maybe another boo at seven for Dr. Fauci. Guess it depends on your point of view and much as anything else. Governor DeSantis is number six. Mitch McConnell is five. Trump is four. Liz Cheney is three. Mike Pence is two. And Joe Biden is number one. Okay. So let's get to number 10, which is the countdown to the Super Bowl. By the time this airs here and there, because this airs over a three-day period, the program does. The review mostly holds for the weekend. But things like the Super Bowl and the Olympics, there will be general comments about that because we don't know who is going to win the Super Bowl, although the money, smart money, seems to be on the Bengals, right? Isn't that where most of the people
most of the Rams are going? Yeah, the Rams are favored by 4 or 4.5, I can't remember. So that means that to bet on the Rams, you have to bet on them to win and win by 4.5. So if you want to win some money, then you bet on the Bengals because they're the underdogs.
Okay. All right. So the weather in Los Angeles, Jennifer, you'd be the expert on that. I'm not going. I was going to go this weekend, but I'm not going to put up with this fiasco and try to get around the city. So it's up to you to report on the weather. It's 90 yesterday there, right?
Yeah, I know if you're going to, you know, if you're sitting somewhere like locked away in the cold and the snow, you're going to hate me when I say this. But it's been very hot, very dry, very windy in California. It's 45-mile-per-hour winds. It's been about 85 to 90, depending on where you are in certain areas of California. It's been really hot. We've got fires that are starting to pop up. We had a big fire burning in Laguna Beach.
But you had all that rain.
Well, and this is the problem, is that we had a ton of rain in December, and then it got very warm, and so everything is blooming already. It's a really early spring. All the trees are flowering. All the grass is out, which provides a lot of fuel. And then when it gets hot, then things start to dry out. The wind starts to push flames around, and we're in a fire season in February. It's pretty crazy. But the good news is it's supposed to cool down back to normal next week, but it is going to be perhaps the hottest Super Bowl on record. So.
All right. So that's kind of a weather story that gets us into number nine.
Apparently that stadium, too, also sort of keeps the heat
that was,
in.
Yeah.
There's not a whole
lot. It's a
weird. I haven't been there, but it isn't. A lot of people are like, they go, is it indoor? Is it outdoor? It does have a lid on it. It's got a top, but apparently it's pretty open on the sides. So you get a lot of air flow through, which means that you're keeping in. It would seem to me you're keeping in all that heat. You can't really have air conditioning going because it's open on the sides. So that doesn't sound very fun. I have a friend who saw the Stones there last fall, and she was like, yeah, it was weird. It was really hot. It was something just with all the crowd and the people. It was in November, so I don't know how hot it actually was outside, but inside the stadium, she said it was pretty hot.
And those of you who fly into LAX like I do frequently, you can look down as they're landing and see the naked people in the middle of the field. I saw that once when I was coming in. Hello. Okay,
hello.
And
what naked people are we talking?
Naked I'm listening. I don't know what we are at about 4,000 feet. So
why did you think there were naked people on the field?
Being very pretty. Watching carefully. All right, okay. Number nine, as long as we're into the weather and that situation. This past week was National Umbrella Day, ladies. Umbrellas were used, they first were used in Greece. Did you know that? Back in the 4th century B.C., that era, Rome, Egypt, India. I'm trying to picture, how would they make an umbrella? It actually dates back to China, even before it was used in Greece and Rome. Rain umbrellas, parasol umbrellas, they arrived in Europe in the 1600s. In 1830, one of the earliest umbrella shops opened on New Oxford Street in London. Do you have umbrellas, all three of you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Umbrella and parasol. I love a good parasol.
What's the difference between a parasol and an umbrella?
Perhaps isn't the parasol the ones for sun? To
yes.
Keep your kids in shade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep.
Okay. So any other weather observations before we keep moving here? I think we ought to talk about some of these tech controversies that are at number 8 this week. Victoria, that's more of your bailiwick, the things that have gone on. We have a couple of things that you'll hear later on in the hour that focus on. We have the top 5 tech stories of the week. But when we look at the world of technology, and you tease me about my phone and how I use technology, a lot of other people, you know, we're not all sophisticants when it comes to using the technology, either because we really don't understand it or we don't care. I don't find that my life revolves around having my iPhone or whatever to keep up with stuff. But yet, it's rare that you go anywhere and you don't see somebody on their iPhone or on, you know, whatever kind of phone you got. But that leads us to some of the things. You were talking about Motorola this week. Do you want to give people a little heads up on the Motorola controversy and why you ought not to be buying Motorola phones?
Well, it's really not against Motorola.
It's the Chinese.
It's a China-based company, which we know if something is based in China, the Chinese government has their, you know, hands on it. And so the Department of Justice has indicted a company called Hytera. And so Hytera is a telecommunications company who apparently from 2007 to 2020, they've been hiring, basically pirating employees from Motorola. And with the contingent of, hey, come work for us, we'll pay you a lot of money if you bring Motorola's trade secrets with you. And these employees did that. And so now it's 21 counts in total. And so there are individuals who are going to be receiving counts of possession or attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. And so Motorola was really the victim here. My only beef with Motorola as a company is you have to be really careful when you buy if you're interested in buying a new Motorola phone, because unlike other brands, whether it's, you know, any type of Android or, you know, or Apple iPhones, the Motorola phones are not supported that long, and Motorola phones right now are really expensive. They've got the fancy stuff, you know, the screen that bends, and you can, you know, the flip phone that looks like a screen that's bending in half, and these are, you know, $1,500 phones, but they don't support them for more than a couple of years, and it may take you at least 3 years to pay off that phone if you buy it through, you know, Verizon or AT&T or whatever, or T-Mobile, whatever your carrier is. So that's my only knock on Motorola. The technology, sure, it's fine. It's expensive to repair when that bendable screen breaks, but just be aware that if you're going to buy a brand new phone, pay for it outright if you can, because you may be paying for it in installment plans years after it's no longer supporting that model.
Yep. I think technology plays into other things that make the world an interesting place. You see the robot that captured those photos of the radioactive fuel at the Fukushima nuclear plant back in 2011. There apparently was a camera in there, and they were able to capture what it looked like, and it's really bizarre, actually. The other thing that comes from the world of technology this week is the discovery of a third planet orbiting around Proxima Centauri, which, according to what we've been able to find out to this point, is the closest Earth-like star. That is a place where life could exist, like here. At least that's what they can... I mean, how do you know this far away? But at any rate, there's another planet, apparently, in what they call a habitable zone near Proxima Centauri. Kind of like a moon, but a moon that may support life. So I find that stuff fascinating, frankly. All right, number seven on the countdown is a focus on crime and violence, and frankly, I don't want to talk about either. You ladies are welcome to talk amongst yourselves, but I think we have way too much focus on crime, violence,
well,
that sort of stuff.
Well, one thing that I would mention, and I don't know if you want to get into it later or if you want to mention I don't know if you guys have seen this circulating on social media, but one of the things that is really, really alarming, and we've talked about over the last few months, you know, the Apple AirTags, right, being used to stalk people, women in general. Mm-hmm. Women have found the Sports Illustrated model was tracked for 5 hours in New York City because some creep show guy dropped an AirTag in her purse as she was walking by, and he followed her around for 5 hours until she discovered the AirTag. A lot of cars are being stolen. People are planting AirTags on the car, and then they're following the car home and stealing it right out of the driveway. So there's a lot of that type of crime. Important to talk about. The other thing that's been really prevalent now is there's a story of a woman who escaped abduction from a Lyft driver, and this is a story that's going. It's going viral, and apparently she's not the only one. I've seen these types of stories creeping up more and more throughout the pandemic, mostly from Uber, but with Lyft. This woman took a Lyft home late at night from her friend's house. She didn't have that far to go, and the Lyft driver started driving in the opposite direction of where she lives. She kept questioning him why he was so going in the wrong direction. Then he stopped the car. She asked why he stopped the car. He wouldn't answer, and a van pulled up next to the car and literally tried to abduct her. She ran down the street and narrowly escaped being abducted. So that's the kind of crime stuff that I think we should be talking more about.
I think you're right about that. Yep,
it's a huge problem.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, number six will be a focus on our relationship with China, especially as it plays into the Olympics. That's coming up. Plus, your comments on questions we've been asking this week on the DJV social media, Twitter, and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 18 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calitin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
DJZ Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJZ Health Podcasts can be found at djzhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, it's time to find out what's going on social media with questions and answers from those of you who listen to our programs during the week, the DJV programs and others that are focused on what's going on in the real world. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner now to go through the results of our questions. The first question has to do with the Super Bowl, Jay. How did the players, the teams shake out?
63% say Bengals will take home the win, and 37 say it's the Rams all the way.
Really? It was breathtaking the way Rams were. All right. Next, Oscar nominations came out this past week. What are our listeners saying about that?
One thing is for certain across the board, everybody saw maybe one or two of the films. Nobody saw really more than
I'm
that.
Unusual, and I saw about half of them.
I'm so out of the loop.
I've seen Encanto. That's the one I've seen. Annette Blue Witch says, wow, my husband and I thought Power of the Dog was awful.
She agreed with me. It was awful.
Most movies they see. But yeah, they thought that one was awful. That one's been nominated. Stacey Array said Don't Look Up is the only nominated film she's seen, and that it deserves all those awards that they're up for.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, most people, they have not seen any of the nominated films. And what was it? Greg Donahue said the selections this year only further highlight the disconnect between Hollywood and the viewing public.
Absolutely. The tone deafness of the producers who want the greedy bastards that they are, want everybody to watch on their home screens and not go to the theaters, but people are telling you by the way they are tracking the attendance at the movies that they want to go see these films in the movie theater. They don't want to see them at home. Okay, next, Valentine's Day, which is just a mere moment or two away. So who says what about whom?
Yeah, celebrating. Donald Sutherland says love will never be celebrated.
Donald Sutherland listens to this program? Good for him.
Yeah, hey. He says love will never be celebrated by me on someone's money-making holiday. She gets surprise dates and flowers when she leaves.
Settle down, dude.
All right, so I heard...
Hey, I'm totally in the same camp. I feel you. I'm with you, Donald.
The best The best description.
I'd like to talk to Donald's female partner.
All right. But here's the best description of Valentine's Day I heard from somebody on the radio who said Valentine's Day, a time in which men show their love for the women in their lives by opening up their wallet. That's it. I'm pretty much with.
Well, if your love language is gifts, then yes, that's a fine thing to do.
All right. What other comments do you have here, Jay, about Valentine's Day?
Jerry Roeder says, same as we have done the last 50 years, a card, a hug, and a thank the good Lord we're together and healthy.
And
that
sweet.
Is beautiful.
That's
a great one.
Yep.
And Alan Stryker is going to Vegas for the week, taking Valentine's Day into a whole week-long thing. Yeah. You get it, Alan.
All right. There's a safe smoking program that we were talking about. You got to ask yourself why anybody smokes anymore, but what did you get for a response in this mode, Jay?
Yeah, it's been a whole kind of we said, they said thing, whether or not pipes are actually included in this safe drug use program or not. But in the list, it does say syringes. Kathy Tunnell said it might be your loved one who would benefit from safe drug equipment. Many drug users are kids from good families. John Franco says, how about funds go towards getting drug addicts rehabilitated instead of nurturing a disease like addiction?
I don't think experts would agree with that at all, but
yeah,
it's rough.
All right. Anyway, your comments always appreciated here. Check us out on the social media at DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of February the 7th to the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJVers. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're offering our comments and bringing up some of the things that sort of wrap themselves around the conversations we've had and we've heard from others regarding these top stories, our relationship with China. Mostly as it plays into the Olympics and what's going on there, but the general tone of discord, that's number six this week. I see that we have, in terms of winners, the Team USA snowboarding person, Chloe Kim, has done it again. Did you watch this? 24 years old.
Oh, yeah.
From
she's,
California.
She's amazing. Yeah. That was just the back-to-back golds. That's incredible. She's the first woman to ever do that. And so it's, yeah, a big win for Team USA. So, and she's so exciting to watch. She's just incredible.
What about the Russian doping scandal with a 16-year-old Russian figure skater? Where has that gone during the course of the week. This was
that's gone radio silent.
Oh,
so,
has it?
Yeah, I know. Kamila Vilieva is the 15-year-old Russian figure skater, totally picked to win gold in the women's competition. She has not been suspended, but she has been accused of failing a drug test in December and having a drug taking a banned substance that apparently it's a metabolic drug and it helps your heart and your lungs and it basically gives you an advantage. Obviously, I don't think a 15-year-old, I don't think she has a medical reason to need the drug. Mm-hmm. You know, the Russians are saying, oh, well, you know, it's fine. And they're kind of, you know, brushing it under the rug as they normally do. The Olympic Committee has not, they're being very oddly quiet. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they said that I guess she tested negative in the Olympics and when they've gone through that, but in December she tested positive. So maybe she's been taking this drug all along. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but as of right now, nothing has been done about it. She, like I said, she has not been suspended. She's moving forward in competition.
Wow.
Do you think, like, in a locker room in Russia, like for the ROC, they have like candies out in a bowl that are just like performance enhancing drugs? Do you think, like,
probably?
Oh, here's like a Mentor or some steroids.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, the entire reason that Russia as a country is not even allowed in the Olympics, they're banned.
It's the same reason. So these people are doing
doping.
The same thing.
Right. And this why is the
are
Russian
they even
Olympic
there?
Committee.
Why are there any Russians there? Well, as far as that's concerned, I mean, it's
people
so
are
corrupt.
Questioning that now.
The
when
International
you're doping a
Olympic Committee. Is just so damn corrupt. Why do we even? It's like everything else got ruined by money, big business, corrupted politicians. The Chinese have got their fingerprints all over this. It's disgusting. And why are we even paying attention?
The thing is that a lot of times it helps get those people out of wherever they are, right? And so for people in Russia or China, this is actually a good thing. It's an exposure that's a healthy thing, but the countries or the people that run these groups are so terrible. I mean, you heard the story, and it came out this week. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal where they were putting all the athletes who tested positive into the quarantine hotel, mm-hmm. And they were saying that if you had symptoms, you had to go straight to the hospital. But if you were just testing positive, because they're testing everybody all the time for COVID, that you'd go into this hotel. Well, it turned out that one of the athletes thought it was kind of odd, and I think she may have been from Russia, by the way, that they were getting like a scoop of plain pasta, orange sauce,
the pictures,
a piece of charred meat, and like a potato.
And that was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All
they were giving
meals.
It for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And she started to think, she's like, huh, there's other people who tested positive, like managers and trainers. I wonder what they're getting. And so she started, like, looking in the hallways to see what everybody was getting. Only the athletes were getting that nastiness. The people who were just trainers or whatever, they were getting fruits and vegetables, proteins.
Yep.
And the athletes,
because
China wants them
out.
To lose. Right. They want them to weaken up while they're in this quarantine hotel.
Right, and then the five athletes from the five female ski jumpers from four top countries like Austria, Norway, Germany, they are all disqualified because their outfits apparently magically all of a sudden their outfits are not compliant, and they're one of the ski jumpers was like, well, wait a minute, I just competed 2 days ago in the same ski outfit, so and it was fine then. It,
you know, they're so
it
naive.
It just feels so corrupt,
simplistic. The way that looks at it, Jay, you started to say something, excuse me, and I interrupted you before you could say what you were thinking.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with Victoria. I said, yeah, it does. It feels correct.
I know, but a few minutes ago, you said, okay, let's keep moving. The number four item this week, the economy. So if you want to be homeless for the rest of your life, apparently the best place to go to succeed is San Francisco, where they pay you to be homeless. So helping the economy there.
California kind of does.
Huh?
California really does facilitate a lifestyle of being able to live on the street. There's nice weather. You get a ton of resources. Some huge encampments have Andy Gumps. Some encampments have figured out how to tap into power lines.
Andy Gump is a potty.
Excuse me, I forgot.
Oh, I was going to say, what is that?
An Andy Gump is an outdoor toilet. It's like those little plastic ones that you walk into.
Yeah, it's
porta potty.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are homeless people who are very smart who have figured out how to tap into power lines, and they've stolen TVs, and they have television in their little encampments. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no
like
one clears
glamping.
Them. It is, but disgusting because they live in their own filth because many of these people have a mental illness and they have drug addiction issues. And so, it's because, I mean, the fact that we have typhoid back in Los Angeles is because of the homeless issue because people are peeing and you know what else on the streets. And then the rats get a hold of it and the rats spread around the I mean, it's just, it's gross. But there is a story that went viral this week about this guy who was trying to make ends meet in Texas. And he said, you know what? I give up. And so he went to San Francisco. He said, things are easy in the Bay Area. They pay you to be homeless here. And he literally left his home in Texas to go be homeless in San Francisco.
There you go.
Oh, no, people, they want to live on the beach in California. And some people are saving their money to go to actually fly out to Hawaii and then be homeless on the Hawaiian beaches, too.
Gross.
It's even better there. Yeah,
I feel like we need to aim higher.
Well, and that's just it. Like, let's stop at the lowest common denominator stuff. And let's stop making it easy for people to just love the lowest common denominator. There are rules that say you can't live on the streets that are not being enforced in California. And that's one of the arguments between the L.A. Sheriff's Department and the L.A. Police Department is that the sheriffs want to go in and clean up the encampments. And the LAPD are like, no, we can't do that. That's kind of, you know, we just have to let them sit there.
All right, number two. This week is a focus on the investigation. Well, there's a lot of focus on threats and the things that are going on. I noticed that the number of threats against lawmakers has surged this week. Reviewing the numbers, apparently mainstream violence has become a political sport with all the threats that people are getting. Democrats are getting threats, obviously, from pro-Trumpers and the other way around, perhaps. I don't know if there's stuff on the other side.
You know, I think that this is a junk, but I think it's a bogus junk headline. They've always been at focus. Look at Ronald Reagan in the 80s was shot by somebody. JFK, yep. I mean, this is not new, but we somehow recycle this headline because I think there's an effort to
Didn't Jody Foster tell that guy to shoot Reagan, though? Wasn't it like a not political, right?
A crazy, it was just no, a crazy person thought that Jody Foster told him to kill Reagan. But I mean, look at what happened just recently with, you know, Steve Scalise was shot by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter at a congressional baseball game. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's not new. The crazy guy who had the Trump stickers all over his van. Remember living in that parking lot in Florida? I mean, it's just, this isn't new, but yet the news media is making it seem like this is some new phenomenon.
Yeah. All right. The trucker protests and what's going on with that. There's a whole.
They could come to the Super Bowl, they're saying.
Yeah. Well,
and to the State of the Union.
And a lot of them are Canadian truck drivers. Anybody understand what that's all about? I understand.
They're protesting a vaccine mandate.
Which is ridiculous because these are people who are in a cab by themselves.
Yeah, at this point,
one other person.
Yeah.
But Justin Trudeau is saying you can't cross into the United States and back again. And so the trucker said, well, then we just won't go. And that's going to cost you problems with your supply chain and the cost of goods and services. So they've parked from, they've moved all over. I think Manitoba they're in now. They were in Ottawa. They are still there. And they're, you know, a lot of people are trying to paint them as not being peaceful. The videos that I've seen, they're all peaceful. They're sitting there being annoying, beeping their horns, but they're making a statement. And so now a lot of people in America are saying, well, maybe this is what we do. And so now they're saying maybe there's an American convoy that might go either to the Super Bowl or to the State of the Union.
Bunga bunga. All right. Number one this week is COVID, but not for long. The COVID focus is really dwindling. The mask mandates, all of that sort of thing.
61% this week.
Yeah. Right.
Which is great. That's.
So, and we've seen not only in our country, but around the rest of the world, how it is sort of a come back to reality. The time spent at home, which was the big thing last year, has gone way down. Businesses bringing people back to work, to come to the office. The government bringing people back to, I know here in my community of Framingham, Mass, there's a mandate and the new mayor says, okay, you know, vacation's over. You want to work for the city, come back. And, you know, the people are whining, well, I can do it fine at home. Yeah, no. Back to the office.
Well, Uber, it's interesting that Disney reported the best quarter that they've ever had for revenue in the domestic parks and resorts.
That's pretty wild.
Like that. I mean, that's not just, you know, pandemic COVID stuff. That's their best quarter ever. That's how much people have been wanting to get back to the happiest place on earth.
They also raise prices a lot too. I think there is a lot of Disney people wanting to get back.
Oh, for sure.
I know Disneyland in California, the prices have gone way up.
Right. Well, Disney needs the money now, of course, as we know. The let's see here. The number of people
Donald
on ride
Duck
shares.
Needs the pants. They need the money. Yeah.
Everybody is. It's just. It's time for us to move on. I'm saying that, and people say, "Well, are you sure?" I'm sure for me. I don't know about for you, but I'm moving on. I'm not, and I'm going to try to keep this. We had a, if you listen to our DJV health program that I do with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we had kind of a big flap, the two of us this week, because he said, well, be careful, and, you know.
Yeah,
said,
most
Ken,
doctors with common sense will say, you know, if you're high risk, you still need to be careful.
Yeah, if
and
you're high risk.
That's an important distinction. But
apparently
yeah.
Prince Charles is high risk because he's tested positive for COVID again.
Yeah.
73 years
Although
old.
Although I think he has pretty mild symptoms, though,
right.
Because he's, you know, vaxxed and boosted, so he's he's not experiencing. The first time he had it was really bad, and so this time around, you know, he was with a whole big group of people at a museum outing. But, you know, obviously the concern is he was also near his mother, the Queen, and so, they're always very protective, obviously, of the Queen's health. So far, she's asymptomatic, so hopefully she'll stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, in terms of the general overall attitude toward COVID, people, are they still even bothering to get shots? Probably a good idea. It doesn't hurt anything to get them. But whether you need them or not, with all of the controversy about, well, if I've had COVID, why do I need shots? Then that's kind of a good question. Actually, do you need them at all if you're
well,
supposed to be
Well, very quietly,
safer.
It's amazing how the CDC sort of slipped in some words about immunity the first time, talking about natural immunity, saying that it is powerful.
It's equivalent
it
to
does.
One shot, yeah.
It's just, it's funny to me that we've blown off natural immunity.
You mean the Centers
so
for Disease Confusion.
Yeah.
Okay, no confusion here. That's an overview. That's a wrap from the DJVers here on the Talk Radio Review.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, registered dietitian Patricia Bannon here. A 2021 Gallup poll shows that more than one-third of women are feeling burnt out. My new book, From Burnout to Balance, can help you break the cycle. Part health book and part cookbook. This is like two books in one. The book is packed with simple strategies and healing recipes that address the four core areas of burnout: mood, immunity, focus, and sleep. Need help with mood? Try my fig and grapefruit salad. Sweet California figs are not only trending, they provide mood-boosting fiber as well as other key nutrients to lift your spirits. Dried figs are available year-round and a must-have pantry staple. Mushrooms are a top food for immunity with selenium and vitamin D, and for focus, they have ergothionine, which helps with cognitive health. My poblano and portobello tacos are a tasty way to keep your focus sharp and your immune system strong. And my relaxing tart cherry peppermint tea will help you get a better night's sleep. From Burnout to Balance is available everywhere books are sold.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's car talk time. And that brings in our friend Nick Miles, who is the inhabitor and the chief cook and bottle washer at rautoexpert.com. He is my auto expert and our auto expert. As a matter of fact, I want you to tell me, if you can, why my windshield washers don't work on my Rover. Can you take care of that for me?
He probably with a pin. I'm suspecting that you just probably need to shove a little pin down the hole. It's probably full of grunge.
See?
That's usually what happens.
There it is, folks. There it is. Grunge. All right.
Yeah.
Hyundai and Kia have told the owners of their cars, 500,000-600,000 of them, not to park inside any building because there's a possible defect that'll cause the vehicle to blow up. Great. What a great sales tool that is for them. Huh?
Sounds very dramatic. Yeah,
yes.
It sounds very dramatic. But, there's a little fire issue that they've had. They also pointed out in the same press release, by the way, that nobody so far has experienced any of these problems. And
so why bring them up then?
Injuries.
Why?
Well,
why?
It's potential.
Yeah.
You know, there's these car companies who will tell you, hey, we found something that could happen and we want to fix it. And then there's the car companies where they've had a whole bunch of real problems and real people getting hurt, and then they're forced into it by the government. And Hyundai and Kia are one of these companies that go, you know, we're going to fix this before it comes a problem. And then there's the car companies that go, hey, a bunch of people got really hurt by this, and we're going to fix it now. And
so,
Hyundai and Kia are one of these guys that get in front of it.
Does that help their sales? When people look at this on the surface, why would you want to, unless you dig into the story, buy a Hyundai or a Kia? And the question I would have is, how closely related are these companies? Are they building the same car with just a different label on them?
Well, they start with the same platform, and they share a lot of the same parts, but they're aimed at different audiences. So Hyundai is more the, you know, respectable, above 50-year-old, sort of more wealthy customer. And the
I remember
Kia
the first
more,
Hyundais were $3,500 and a piece of junk.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Yeah. Well, they've come a long way. I mean, you could say the same thing about Toyotas back in the day and VWs, but these companies have come a long way.
Nissan now.
Things evolve. We change as human beings the same way as car companies change. Hyundai is really big into safety now. In fact, yesterday they just announced that they're starting a new lab in Michigan to just spend with 140 jobs just to concentrate on keeping people safe. They told us, which is very depressing, that 900 kids die in the back of cars every year because of neglected parents, and they want to stop that. And they're putting all these new systems in cars. I know. Hey, cheerful Chicago Auto Show. How are you?
So you are at the Chicago Auto Show. What are you seeing? Yeah. What's this? The biggest auto show in the world now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, by size, it's one of the only ones, too. Everything getting canceled because of that virus thing. It's trucks, boy. I'm finding it almost hard to find anything that isn't a big SUV or SU truck. Everybody loving trucks. And we love our luxury trucks, too. I mean, I know you and I like very basic stuff in life, and we like to hose things out with, you know, my five dogs and your cows and sheep and whatever. We like to be able to hose stuff out with get rid of all the muck. But at the same time, Americans love their luxury. I mean, Toyota coming out with vehicles that are $85,000 in their Tundra Capstone. Yeah. I mean, and they're putting heated seats. They're putting heated seats in.
So they're trying to compete with the Range Rover then in that market.
Absolutely.
Every manufacturer seems to be doing that.
When Range Rover set the bar pretty high, and now Lexus is putting, like, massaging seats in the second row of the LX and this sort of thing. So, everybody wants their massaging. It doesn't matter what row you sit in, third row in the Sequoia or whatever. You want your backside massaged, you know? That's where we've come to in America. So you get a trophy for everything, and you get your backside massaged, whatever row you're in.
So what about electric vehicles? You're talking about the large vehicles at the Chicago Auto Show. What's the focus, or is there a focus, on electric cars like there is with the government?
Yeah, there is. I mean, obviously, we don't want electric cars to be boring. All these car companies are electrifying vehicles, but we want them to go fast, too. So the famous BMW M vehicles, which is celebrating 50 years, by the way, this year, M is going electric. So no longer are we only going to have M gas-powered cars, but BMW iX M60 is coming out here. So we're going to be able to do 0 to 60 in, you know, under 3 seconds in M vehicles as well.
Yes, give me that 500 horsepower at $105,000. Woohoo!
Over 600 horsepower with no sound. I like that idea.
Where do you have to pay that note? All right, my friend, thank you for keeping up with things at the Chicago Auto Show. That is your job, I understand it, and you enjoy it. It's Nick Miles here on the DJV program. 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.